This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, this is one of those we've kind of been following. Certainly another big change in college athletics. Former Alabama standout Charles Bediako, who entered the 2023 NBA draft and signed a two-way contract with the Spurs that year, has been granted a temporary restraining order to return to the team and college basketball immediately. Judge ruled Wednesday. Bediako, he went undrafted, never appeared in an NBA game. He played on two NCAA tournament teams at Alabama. He sued the NCAA a day earlier after it denied the school's appeal to allow him to return to college basketball. This is a pretty significant ruling. So, according to ESPN, the judge's monumental ruling came hours after NCAA President Charlie Baker reiterated that Bediako and other players who've signed NBA contracts would not be granted eligibility to play college basketball. The NCAA lost again. This could reshape a lot of things, Mike. This could now mean, hey, if you go to the NBA and maybe you don't play, you could come back. Maybe even if you get drafted, which if you get drafted, you're going to play, I would imagine. But if you're just a two-way player and you don't even actually register a minute on an NBA court, you could potentially go back and play college. And that's going to destroy high school kids. It's going to destroy their shot. She's just going to recycle.
Yeah, does this work for college football too?
Probably.
Because Maurice Claret, like...
Oh, yeah.
He kind of got screwed.
Yeah, because wasn't that his thing? He wanted another...
Yeah, he left after his freshman year. Someone gave him some bad advice and he had to sit out for like 2-3 years.
Yeah. No, this is something that's definitely going to change things. James H. Roberts Jr. of the Tuscaloosa, Alabama Circuit Court ruled that Bediako is immediately eligible to participate in all team activities with the Crimson Tide. He also ruled that the NCAA is restrained from threatening, imposing, attempting to impose, suggesting, or implying any penalties or sanctions against Bediako. Alabama, its coaches, or players. The temporary restraining order is valid for 10 days. And so there's going to be a full hearing coming up on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Wow. This is wild. NCAA came out with this statement. These attempts to sidestep NCAA rules and recruit individuals who have finished their time in college or signed NBA contracts are taking away opportunities from high school students. For once, I agree with the NCAA. A judge ordered the NCAA... that the NCAA let a former NBA player take the court Saturday against actual college student athletes is exactly why Congress must step in and empower college sports to enforce our eligibility rules. Any issue with this, Mike? A player leaves, enters the draft, doesn't actually get drafted, but I guess that's neither here nor there, doesn't actually play but did sign an NBA contract, and then realizes, probably not going to make it here. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to go back to Alabama.
I do kind of have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because you were a pro.
You made your decision. There are consequences. There have to be some consequences.
But you weren't... I can understand if you declared for the draft, even if you weren't an undrafted free agent, if you did not sign a contract with any professional team,
you think they should,
you should be allowed to go.
So you think they should be able to come back if they don't sign a contract?
Yeah, if they don't sign a contract. Like if you get drafted, I think that's like another thing. Maybe you can't go if you get drafted. But if you flat out, like an undrafted free agent, like someone, the Nuggets decide, I want to sign this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy, it's like,
I get what you're saying.
I think I'll go back to college.
I don't think once you say you're leaving the school, once you tell the school or you, if there's paperwork you have to submit, I don't know. I'm guessing if you leave before while you still have eligibility, I don't know. I could be convinced maybe otherwise, maybe, but I just feel like, because that screws over coaches, teams that are trying to fill out their rosters. And I mean, there has to be consequences. These aren't kids, man. There's got to be consequences. You chose to leave. We moved on without you. Clearly Alabama didn't. But you chose to leave. We moved on. And now we have to do our thing. We have to fill our roster up. It's not our fault that you prematurely left and you didn't turn out to be the NBA player you thought. Now you're going to come back here. And Alabama's cool with it, right? You know, he's probably still pretty good in college. Just goes to show you, Mike, NBA's a much better game. I mean, there are college players that just tear it up in college, and they don't go to the NBA.
But they do well. Play defense
they
in college.
They play too much defense in the NBA. Probably more defense than I've ever seen. They probably play too much defense.
Aaron says, defense last night with the Nuggets.
Aaron says, does anyone else find that a judge from Tuscaloosa ruling on a player for Alabama seems like a bit of a conflict of interest? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Which is, why would it go through an Alabama? Why would it go through Alabama?
The school can always, or the NCAA can always appeal.
I guess because the school's saying, no, you can't play, and then he's going to sue them, and then it's got to go somewhere, so I guess it has to go there. But, yeah, Charlie Baker's like saying, no way, we don't want this, and then he lost. And I assumed he would lose. I assumed the NCAA would lose. Texter says, LeBron James has already hired lawyers to pursue him going back to college after his NBA career is over. Well, I do think this might be the hard line. Is if you registered a minute in the NBA, that's it. It's kind of like a redshirt rule. I would say, but I don't know. This wasn't a rule before 5 seconds ago or before Saturday. It's crazy. It's crazy. This is my thing today. Three words. I want three words today. Why the Broncos are going to win or why the Broncos are going to lose. Smitty says fewer turnovers win. Wow, he followed the rules, unlike some people. Smitty says, fewer turnovers win. He said, Chris.
Didn't say three different words.
Defense, Ellinger, Harvey. I mean, he said, Chris, at least you're following the rules, but you're naming a player that's not going to play. I mean, come on. Travis, the new guy, I was going to say, this was from earlier. I was going to say, it sounds like after Michael got really sick, he came back with a much better attitude. Not sure what you did, but I like the new Michael. Keep it up, buddy. You're welcome. You know what I did? I laid down the law, is what I did.
No, you didn't.
So I sat you down and I said, this is unacceptable. Be better than who you are. And man, I managed my way around that. You are, I got you in line. You're welcome. I straightened you out. Thank you for noticing.
That's not true at all.
That is 100% true. I am your compass. I guide you in this life, Michael, and it's my job to demand excellence from you. And I don't get excellence, but whatever you give me is better than nothing. So I demand better than nothing from you, and that's pretty good. Faith says, run the ball can apply to winning or losing. Run the ball. Thank you for following the rules. We've got
God
one.
God dang it, run the dang ball!
That's more than three words. Trinidad Chambliss is doing the same thing after the initial ruling didn't go in his favor. Well, Trinidad Chambliss is arguing that his D 2 years. Isn't Trinidad Chambliss arguing that his D2 years shouldn't count as eligibility, so he should get another year of eligibility at the D1 level? That's different, because Chambliss didn't go to the NFL and then not play and then come back. So it was a little bit different. But yeah, that's the thing, man. They're going to keep suing. They're going to keep suing. Big Hub says, why would Mendoza leave? Well, didn't they pick up like a TCU guy? So they got hit. That's, I think they think he's going to be the starter. So I didn't even get to my other top stories, Michael. Do you want to know them? Would you like to know some of the other ones?
Yes.
Thank you. Mike McDaniel is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Chargers. Former Miami Dolphins coach. So he's joining AFC West. Yeah, former Broncos diehard, right? Didn't he grow up for a stint here in Greeley?
He did, yeah.
Did you ever run into him at one of your, like, I mean, I'm assuming he's a nerd like you. Did you ever run into him at like one of your Dungeons and Gathering games or whatever?
Are we even the same age?
I don't know. Those board games are ageless. There's nerds of all ages playing those things. The Chargers are expected to hire former Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel as the team's new offensive coordinator, according to Adam Schefter. Now, he had interviewed as a head coach for the Ravens and offensive coordinator for other positions after the Dolphins fired him earlier this month. The Buccaneers pursued him. The Eagles pursued him. I thought the Ravens were in there. I could have swore I saw the Ravens post on their social media account that they had just finished an interview with Mike McDaniel. So he's, he was in California a lot. You know, he was with the San Francisco 49ers. But he's gonna get a chance to coach Justin Herbert. How do you think that's going to play out?
They're going to go to the playoffs and not win.
Well, I think trying to get Justin Herbert, and again, he battled injuries this year with that left, was it his wrist? I think trying to get the best out of Herbert will be what his main task will be.
How about to get the best out of an offensive line?
That too. Got to be able to protect Justin Herbert. Story I missed yesterday, and this happened a couple of days ago, so I apologize, but it just made me think of it, and I felt bad for missing it, watching CSU play Air Force last night. Air Force suspends coach Joe Scott amid player treatment inquiry at Air Force. He's been suspended indefinitely pending an investigation into the treatment of cadet athletes. The school said on Saturday. There's no other details provided at this point. I've looked all over the place. So if you guys dig something up, let me know. Scott said in a statement, in response to today's action, I will fully cooperate with the investigation and look forward to a proper resolution of this matter. I will not have any further comment until the matter is resolved. So that was an interesting story that I missed, and I wanted to make sure we brought that up. We got some Twitter battles, Michael, or X battles. Baker Mayfield takes a swipe at Kevin Stefanski, a new Atlanta Falcons coach. Big Hub, how you feel about this? Now, Baker has made, I don't think he's kept it secret at all, that he did not enjoy his time. Well, maybe, yeah, with Cleveland and at the end of Cleveland and certainly with Carolina. Stefanski was with Mayfield in 2020 and 2021. Mayfield, on a social media post, wrote that he was still waiting on a text call from Stefanski after the Browns shipped him off like a piece of garbage. Can't wait to see you twice a year, coach. Yeah, they're in the same division now. That's going to be fun. That's...
I agree with Baker 100%.
Why? Was it him that shipped him out?
Look.
Is it on Stefanski to have to reach out to the quarterback and say, sorry, buddy.
No, I'm saying, I take Baker's side over the entire Cleveland Browns organization.
Yes, I do, but is that Stefanski's fault? And I, without knowing, it's probably our boy, come on. Who's the new Rockies guy? Who's the new Rockies president of
Tanner.
Operation?
Tanner, we need your help.
Oh, Come on. I'm blanking out on his name. This would have been a perfect thing. Paul D. Podesta. Efforting. Thank you, Michael. Didn't need it much. It just hit my brain. Paul D. Podesta. Maybe he's part of the reason why Baker Mayfield left or was shipped out like garbage. I don't know. I'm sure Stefanski had something to do with it, but do you like this move from Baker? I personally, as a fan, do.
As a fan, I do too. Yeah. If I was an NFL executive, I'd be like, okay.
No, I don't
but
know.
Look, I'm all for it. I like Baker. I'm team Baker. Like, even though like he's not a Bronco, I agree with him because he was good for the Browns.
Baker.
He's the best quarterback that franchise has had in
decades. Whoa. Did you forget what time it is?
Game time.
Did you forget what time it is? Shador Sanders might have something to say about that.
No.
You don't think so?
Prove it.
Didn't he? Looked pretty.
What, two games?
Yeah. Those were pretty good. Pretty good games.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, two games.
Big Hub says it fuels our matchup, but I blame Falcons fans for this. Now, I'm in a hateful mood today because the Lakers suck, and I hate them. So I'm, like, totally for Baker Mayfield ripping it up, messing with Kevin Stefanski. Who would you take in a battle between Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield? Who's winning that battle?
Bread Boy.
What?
You not been watching those Hulu commercials?
No.
Baker Mayfield is selling bread?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, those are decent commercials. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I think he's great in Tampa, Faith says, but dang, I miss those commercials, LOL. What were those commercials? Because he treated like the stadium like it was his home?
I always thought it was like State Farm or something.
Well, those were good commercials.
They were great commercials.
Those were very good, yes.
Like, he was in college, I was like, come on, dude.
But
when he got to the pros, you realized, oh, like he's just a character and he can not just back it up at Oklahoma, he can back it up.
Did you like
on the Browns.
His antics when he was in college?
Oh, he did some things when he was
in
college.
Did you like I know. Did you like the? Were you good with it? Didn't he plant the flag? Grabbed his crotch? Didn't he
run
away? The
grabbing the crotch thing I thought was a little like, dude, come on.
Like an altercation where like a cop was going up on him and a bunch of buddies, and then he kind of just took off and ran. But
yeah,
he didn't really do anything. Like they found he didn't really do anything. He was kind of scared and he just took off, which is whatever. I don't think it turned out to be much of anything. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I owe Sean Payton an apology. I had an epiphany yesterday on the whole show, thanks to our good friend Ed Lamb. And I want to talk about that coming up. Also, Nuggets were unstoppable until they weren't against the Lakers. I mean, you got Jamal Murray hitting half-court buzzer beaters, and everybody's rolling, shooting 56%. Things are looking good. And then you just suddenly forgot to score. Didn't score. 17 points in the third, 19 in the fourth. Shooting was down from 54, whatever I said, percent to like 36. It was atrocious. But it's, again, it's a Nuggets team without two starters and a big man. But congratulations, Denver, without Joker. You've gotten me excited to watch Nuggets basketball without Joker. So my expectations are high now. So I fully expected Denver to be a Lakers team that had their own injuries to deal with. Just couldn't come up with it. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
No choker, no problem. Hear the Nuggets on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We got the beverage of the week at On the Rocks Liquor. Gardenista cocktails available in bourbon, vodka, or tequila. These handcrafted cocktails were discovered in Colorado. And now a national award-winning drink. That's the thing, man. On the Rocks, they're looking local first. And they find a lot of things that we might not know about before they win awards. And now they're winning awards. Come see what all the fuss is about at On the Rocks Liquor. And, hey, write it down in your whole show notepad that I know every one of you has. I know Faith has one. I know Faith has a notepad, and she's taking notes and listening to the show all day just to keep up. Less than 10 days away from their anniversary celebration. 15 years? 15 years, Mike. Yeah, there it is. On the 29th. 15 years for On the Rocks Liquor. They're going to be giving away over 15 items from various bottles to a wine picnic set and a few other surprises at On the Rocks Liquor. Do me a favor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks.
Faith, put down in your notes, I think you have a prize sitting up front.
She hasn't picked up her prize?
No, she hasn't.
Okay. Glad you're on that. It's probably the only thing you've done.
Thank you.
last night sucked. I mean, I was going back and forth, but I stayed on the CSU game for a little bit. That started at 7, Nuggets at 8. I just wanted to see Colorado State, you know, win a game and what that looked like. Getting Kyle Jorgensen back and Rashawn Mbemba back to full go. They both started last night, and they smoked Air Force. And Air Force is obviously, as we talked about, they have some coaching issues over there. It was nice to see CSU. So then I switched over to the Nuggets game, and the Nuggets are up big. Jamal's going off, 26 points in the first half, smoking the Lakers. It's a wonderful Tuesday night. And then they just couldn't make shots, just couldn't make anything. They went on a 10, they missed 10 shots in a row at one point during the Lakers. I think it was a 16-0 run that the Lakers went on. And you had, you know, Luka Doncic had 38 points, was ridiculous, went to the free throw line 12 times, of course, 13 boards and 10 assists for him, triple-double. Marcus Smart, I like Marcus Smart's game, I do, but he's a Laker, so whatever. LeBron was pretty good. I just really despise the Lakers. But I'm not going to sit here. You miss shots, man. I saw a bunch of stuff that was like, Adelman didn't coach a great game. I'm like, what are you talking about? They were up. They won every quarter in the 37-28 in the first, 34-29 in the second. And then you just don't. Tim Hardaway Jr. was 0-for-8 from the 3-point line. Like, that's not going to win a lot of basketball games. And as hot as Jamal Murray was in the first half, 26 points, Mike, he ended with 28. So, we're good. They played a lot of games and a very few amount of days. I'm not concerned. Right now, we're waiting to see kind of like who's going to get back soon for the Nuggets. And it sounds like Cam Johnson is further away. Joker's somewhere in between. He's like up and down. And Jonas Valanciunas is tracking to return first. Hey, we'll take him as we can go. And Christian Brown, I don't know about, you know, what his situation looks like either. Because he was hurt for a while, makes a comeback, maybe came back too soon, and now we don't really know where he sits. According to the Denver Post, Bennett Durando said, he quoted David Adelman's conversation about the injury, saying that Joker's recovery from a knee injury is kind of up and down at this point. And they're going to be very careful. They're not going to force him back. Adelman said Jonas has looked good, but there is a timetable to that injury. He could redo that very easily. So he feels really good right now, but we have to get him through these tests play some 3-on-4, 4-on-4, 5-on-5 before we feel comfortable with him playing. There's always risk, but preferably less risk. Yeah, you got to be careful. So getting those guys back would be good. Cam Johnson is also on his 4-week mark on his recovery from a bone bruise. The Nuggets announced the initial timeline was 4 to 6 weeks from him on Christmas, but he hasn't been through any contact at all, anything. So he's not close. Did he give any update on Christian Brown? I didn't watch the post game last night. I don't know if they went into it. He was listed as just out for Tuesday's game against the Lakers, so we'll see what kind of where he sits. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Faith sending. She's got her notepad. Michael, can we get? Can you write that down in the good idea book? Whole show notepads for everyone. You have a good idea notebook, right? You still have.
I do, but. Depends on what the ideas are.
Whole show notebooks.
I determine what the ideas are.
It could be a whole show notebook that you have written in. So you filled out the entire notebook. It's all been
No, the notebook's pretty much empty.
Meaning because your ideas were...
No, like they're whole show ideas. Whole show good ideas.
Whole show notes, man.
We're waiting for a good one.
We have good ideas all the time. Amazing ideas. Ask me anything about sports. I'll give you a good idea. Go ahead.
The Nuggets.
It's not a question. You just said something.
Do the Nuggets play defense?
Everyone in the NBA plays the best defense I've ever seen in any sport ever. Does that answer it for you?
See, that's why we don't write things down in the notebook.
You just know it pisses me off, so you bring it up, but I always have to correct you. There's times NBA defenses go to sleep, but if they're locked in mentally, they're way better.
So they're never locked in mentally?
Most of the time they're locked in. The shooters are better, Mike. Go watch an NBA player shoot before a game.
Yeah.
Go watch an NBA.
Their shooters are better.
Go
and their
watch an
is
NBA
worse.
Elite shooter shoot before a game. And I'm talking like Michael Porter Jr. could shoot 20 in a row and make them. Go watch college. Go watch college practice. That ain't happening, even with their best shooters. It's all these guys do, Mike. That's all they do. They shoot baskets. They perfect
exactly.
the craft.
That's all they do is shoot baskets.
They
don't play defense.
Did you say baskets? Basket kits? What's a basket kit? They shoot all the time because they don't have to go to underwater basket weaving. Defense is not better in college. The offense is just worse.
No, I'm not saying that defense is better in college. I'm saying there's defense in college. There's zero defense in the NBA.
Do you watch college basketball? I mean, tell me who's a great defense right now.
It doesn't matter who has a good defense or a bad defense in college. There is defense in college.
Is there?
Or is it defense in college?
Because they miss shots. They give up. Listen, man, some guys are really good defensively in college. There's a lot of good defenses in college. But their defensive approach against an NBA team, those guys are making it. NBA guys make shots with hands in their face. Anyway, why do I let you do this to me? Why? Why do I jump in on this conversation? It's the most point. You've asked Jerry Schimmel, who broadcasted Nuggets games for years, who's also broadcasting college games, will tell you, hell no, that's wrong. It's just that their offenses are absolutely better. Yes, I'll admit, sometimes, mentally, guys check out. But these dudes in the NBA are so good at their craft. They're so quick. Their shots are amazing. That's why. 37 minutes after the hour. Man, why? Why do you do this to me? All right, give me three reasons why the Broncos are winning. Give me three words, I should say. Three words why the Broncos are beating the New England Patriots this weekend. Three words. It could be three names if you want. That's fine. I'll take three names. Three words. 37 after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Aaron says, home field advantage. That's a good one. Three words. Give me three words. In three words, why will the Broncos win on Sunday? Three words. That's a good one. Home field advantage. First Advantage text line is 888-530. 0043. Okay, Mike, so I've rethought my whole Sean Payton take. I don't think he's an arrogant jerk. And this is based off of one conversation with a human that had one interaction with him, but what he says actually makes sense. And going back and watching this particular video that I ripped Sean Payton on, I agree with Ed Lamb. So Ed Lamb was on yesterday. He was fantastic. He stuck on with me all 3 hours. I wanted to do something in January with him where he's kind of co-host sat in with me. It was a lot of fun. Just something new. I don't know. We're trying something new. But he said something about Sean Payton, like when he first met Sean, he met him once and he was actually really cool. And I brought up the whole, like, the downhill running thing, the downhill linebacking play that Luca Evans brought up about Dre Greenlaw and how Sean Payton kind of said, well, what is downhill to you? Like, what is it? And I thought about something, Mike. If you didn't know me, or you, and you just listened to the show, what do you think people would think of me toward you?
They'd think that you think that there's defense in the NBA.
No! Actually, never mind. They'd hear 5 seconds of you talk and go, oh, that's why Brady's a giant jerk. Yeah, that's why. But let's just pretend Micah didn't say that. If a random person listens to the show, they're going to hear Michael say something nonsensical and I lose it on him. And because I looked at Ed Lamb's face when I said something about how worthless you were, and Ed, like, looked at me and goes, wow, I think I'm in between something, maybe between you guys. There's something going on. I'm like, no. It's like breathing to us, man. Micah's used to it. He'll get
used to the abuse.
So I thought about that, and I thought about, to be honest, I actually think we have a pretty fun, I think it's pretty fun sometimes. You drive me crazy, but it's fun to fire back.
I have emotional calluses.
I think Sean Payton kind of wants the reporters to be his Michael. I think Sean Payton wants the reporters to be his Michael. I think they drive him crazy. I think they piss him off. I think they annoy him. I think they make him question whether or not he wants to come to work every day. But then when he gets there and they start in, I think he kind of has fun with it. I don't think Sean Payton is an arrogant jerk anymore. I think Sean Payton and I are kind of alike. And I think you are like the annoying reporters that ask pointless questions. They're not pointless. Some of them are. Not all of them. The ones that ask pointless questions would be you.
Thank you.
Yes. Am I off base on that, or do you still think Sean Payton's an arrogant jerk?
I think all my questions are perfectly fine.
Oh my gosh. You at a Sean Payton press conference. I think you might die.
I think he would actually
kill you.
He would find a way to get me nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for all of my great questions.
What would be your, after you hear Bo Nix is out? He says it. Hey, guys, Bo Nix is out for the season. You get the floor. What's your first question?
I would say, assuming that...
No, your first question starts with, I would say. All right, we're off to a bad start.
No, I would say, and then colon, and then the quotations, Brady.
Just go into it. What is your first question?
Assuming that your backup quarterback all season is starting, assuming that you're going with Jarrett Stidham, how much will this change the game plan going forward?
Not bad. That's not bad. It took you 18 seconds to get through it, but actually not bad. That's a good question. I think Sean would respond probably with something like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, probably. They're different people, man. They're different. They got different skill sets. One's a mobile quarterback and one's mobile. There's a difference there. Follow-up question? Do you have a follow-up question for Sean? Micah, you have the floor.
Am I allowed to have a follow-up question?
Yeah, Micah, follow-up question.
Am I of the talent level?
Yeah, Michael, follow-up question? Do you still have the microphone in your hand?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give it to the reporter that has no question.
You're
just to piss off the coach.
You're just going to hand it off. I've gone back on that. I've changed my mind. I think he wants to give them crap. I think he kind of wants them to give him crap. I think it fuels him. I think he'll be back in the media when he's done with the Broncos anyway. So I've changed my tune, Michael. I don't know. The Well County Swami says, Peyton would say look like 19 times, then yell at Micah. Can you do a Sean Payton impression? I've been trying. How does look. I can't do a Sean Payton impression. That's tough.
I can only do an impression of like to three or four people.
Anyone? Is it of anyone that anyone would know?
I mean, it's mostly people here.
Who?
Like, I can do one of Tanner.
What is it?
And
please do it.
No, I'm not. I have to get into character.
Be Tanner for a moment, please.
Cows. Like if I'm being Tanner if I'm doing the thought process of Tanner, like I'm like, okay, cows. How do I buy them? How do I sell them? I need to milk them. I need to feed them.
I need to milk them. Tanner says, you have his permission to do his impression. Go ahead. Do it. He wants to hear it.
I'm not going to do it on
the air. This is your moment to shine, Michael. You could be a stand-up comedian.
I'm not going to. I'll do it off the air for you.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, we got buy or sell in the final hour of the show. Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. He caught up with, and I need these numbers, by the way, because he caught up with some former Broncos that are certainly fan favorites of mine. We'll talk to him. Jared Stidham. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Some would say. I'm not ready to go there, although feeling good on a Wednesday. I'll be right back.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Sean Keeler is going to join us from the Denver Post. I wish we could get, not that we don't want Sean Keeler on, I wish we could get Sean Payton on the show. That would be fun. But he talked to a couple of former quarterbacks about Jarrett Stidham, and I want to get his thoughts there. Headline in the Denver Post last night, how can Broncos Jarrett Stidham beat the Patriots? Gary Kubiak and Bubby Brister see a path. Bubby Brister, Mike. Remember Bubby Brister?
I do. He filled in for Elway.
Big reason.
Four games.
Big reason they kind of stayed afloat, right?
Yeah. He was the Osweiler.
Kind of. Yeah.
Or was Osweiler the Bubby?
Yeah, Osweiler was the Bubby. For sure. But Osweiler was the Bubby for much longer than the Bubby was the Bubby. You know, he had to do it for, what, 8 games?
Bubby did it for 4.
Bubby bubbied for 4, and Osweiler bubbied for 8. But Bubby Brister, man, I liked that guy. I was a big fan of his. So I'm curious to see what Sean Keeler learned from both those, and Gary Kubiak, man. Certainly one of the Broncos legends, you know, as far as, he was always, you know, backup quarterback, offensive coordinator, and then ultimately head coach for the Broncos' third Super Bowl. So Keeler will join me in the final hour of the show. Buy or sell. More on the New England Patriots. Some initial thoughts as we approach a big task for the Broncos without Bo Nix. Big task probably either way. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.